Hello and welcome to Meandering with Myrn, a potpourri of podcasts by me, veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. Join me as I ponder any and all things animal and human, what we know and what we don't, where we've been, where we are, and where we're headed.
Continuing our series on strategies that can create problems both for kids and our animals, we're going to look at the tendency to rescue too quickly. As with limiting their environment so they're never allowed to take any risks, rescuing them too quickly ensures that even if they do somehow manage to take a risk, we'll be right there right away. We're not going to allow them time to figure it out on their own. We're not going to allow them to succeed or fail on their own. The problem with this, I think, if we're really honest about why we do it, it's easier for us to interfere than to wait for an animal or a child to figure things out. It means we have to be patient and to allow this to happen, and that takes time. We tell ourselves we're too busy. And this is particularly true if the animal's in a household where the owner works. I certainly know from my own experience that the concept of the supermom is alive and well. When you work all day and you have a family to take care of and pets in the household, sometimes you just tell yourself it's easier to do it yourself. It takes less time. While that may be true, it doesn't help the animal. And according to Elmore, this disables children when it comes to them becoming competent adults. Think about that. That's an interesting verb choice, isn't it? That we create disabled kids by virtue of the choices we make regarding how we're going to interact with them. And I would maintain that the same thing is true with animals. If we're constantly rescuing the companion animals in our lives, we're denying them the opportunity to learn from their mistakes. There's no reason to learn, because we'll always be there to do it for them. Of course, when they find themselves in a situation where they're alone and there isn't anybody to do that, they're up the creek without a paddle. Another place where rescuing too quickly comes into play is what I think of as the lady and the tramp syndrome. Those folks who are so hell-bent on rescuing free-roaming cats and dogs that they assume that all of these animals spend the bulk of their time aching to live in a condo or in a nice house with a fenced yard. This is what sustains them through their dreadful lives of deprivation and abuse. We don't stop to think of how that animal evolved. That animal might be the result of generations and generations of animals who have lived in that environment and evolved to adapt to that environment. We're so busy rescuing that we don't think about that. So we need to be careful when we rescue. We need to be careful that we're not creating more problems. We need to be careful that we're not disabling the rescued. We need to be careful that rescuing isn't more about fulfilling our own needs than it is about fulfilling theirs.
You've been listening to a podcast by veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. For more podcasts, commentaries and books about animal behavior and the human-animal bond, and links to behavior and bond sites, check out my website at www.mmilani.com. For more specific information, feel free to email me at mm@mmilani.com. All rights related to the content of these podcasts are retained by Myrna Milani. The background music, Molly on the Shore by Percy Granger, is used with permission from Catova Arts, www.catova.com.